Watch: Man rams car into police officer to evade arrest in London. By Kurt Zindulka on October 13, 2020. Aidan Altoon, 26, has been convicted after being found guilty of plowing his car into an armed police officer last year in London, in a vicious attack captured on CCTV. On October 29, 2019, PC Lewis Crowder along with two other colleagues were attempting to arrest Altoon, when he gunned forward at speed in his black Mercedes into PC Crowder in an attempt to escape. The officer was thrown in the air after he lost grip of the bonnet, barely missing a metal bus stop and concrete bollards, but left fading in and out of consciousness after the fall, according to Court News UK. PC Crowder told the court that he feared for his life, saying, "I could see the driver's hands. They were on the steering wheel. As I cleared the front of the bonnet, I saw the driver turn his steering wheel towards me. I was thrown onto the bonnet of the car. I remember being scared for my life. I thought I was going to die. I remember thinking, if this car was going to crash, I was going to die. I can't remember clearly whether I was hanging on the bonnet. I do remember my hand touching where the bonnet meets the windscreen," he added. Prosecutor Martin Boyer described the attack as truly shocking, saying no sooner was the car stopped that the car gunned forward at speed, throwing him on the bonnet of the vehicle, leaving colleagues and bystanders both stunned. PC Crowder clung onto the vehicle and saw Aidan Altoon through the windscreen, and he recognized him from the image he had been shown earlier, he noted. Police officers were investigating Altoon for a shooting that took place the night prior to the car attack. However, jurors cleared him in the shooting case. Chris Burtham QC, the defense lawyer representing Altoon, said that the 26-year-old was not trying to injure the officer but just to escape, claiming that he feared for his life when he saw the police were armed with semi-automatic rifles. The jury cleared Aidan Altoon of attempted murder and weapons charges, but found him guilty of attempting to cause grievous bodily harm. The jury also cleared his mother Sutan Altoon, 54, and sister Hanum Altoon, 24, of attempting to pervert the cause of justice through lying about the Mercedes used in the attack being stolen. Altoon will face sentencing for his crime on Friday, October 16. Following the judgment, Assistant Commissioner Louisa Rolfe of Met Operations said, "We're just weeks on from the awful killing of Sergeant Matt Ratana. I'm pleased that a dangerous criminal who drove at an officer and put his life in danger has been convicted." Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter here, @KurtZindulka.